It is actually happening more than 3.5 years after British voters decided to leave the European Union. Brexit is finally going down tomorrow night. Supporters of Brexit will be celebrating in front of Parliament, but for one of the largest immigrant communities in the UK, there is less to celebrate. More than 800,000 people living in Britain were born in Poland. From London, here's the world's Orla Barry.
Ever since Poland joined the EU in 2004, Poles have been moving here to live and work in big numbers. After India, people born in Poland are the largest immigrant group in Britain. And in recent years, Polish was the second most common language in the UK. That's why in 2016, when the Brexit vote passed, the Polish community felt particularly targeted. I've come to a little cafe in South London to meet Anna Oppenheim. Anna was 18 when she arrived here from Warsaw 8 years ago. She came to study fashion at Central St Martin's, a prestigious art school. But London felt very different in those days, she says.
You know, when I came in 2012, it was during the Olympic ceremony when everyone was talking about diversity and multiculturalism. And especially being in London in an art school, it felt very friendly.
Anna says it didn't take long to notice that British attitudes towards foreign workers like her were changing.
Around 2013-14 was when I started realising how much this country loves talking about us, how it was usually, you know, white English men on the news talking about migrants in terms of numbers, in terms of floods, in terms of stealing jobs and taking over the NHS and so on. And that's when I started realising there's quite a lot of hostility.
She was devastated by the result of the Brexit vote, and it changed the way she views Britain.
It definitely collapsed the idea I had in my head about Britain being this open, welcoming country. It did show me just how many people there were who didn't want people like me in the country. And, you know, one of the reasons I left Poland in the first place was like kind of extreme social conservatism that made living there quite hostile. And suddenly I felt like, well, neither of my countries really wants me.
The 2016 Brexit vote also took Barbara Moskal by surprise.
It was a big shock. At the very beginning, I didn't even think how it can affect my life, my work, how I became some sort of a chip in a game.
Like Anna, Barbara moved to Britain as a student. After university, she decided to stay and work. Before the Brexit referendum, Barbara worked for a small company involved in imports and exports within Europe. After the result, the value of the British pound dropped, and Barbara's boss was forced to let workers go, including her. She says she's not bitter, though, especially because of the severance package she got after being laid off.
Because I understand what choices he had to do. To be honest, I have received a generous redundancy package, so this did not leave me with any hard feelings to that person.
Barbara landed on her feet, but not here in the UK. I meet her in the stylish offices where she now works as a business analyst in Krakow. After losing her London job, Barbara uploaded her CV onto recruitment sites. Within hours, she got plenty of offers, many from companies in Poland. Poland's ambassador to Britain, Arkady Zygotski, told me he's not surprised.
And the truth is that I really want to encourage Poles to consider coming back because Poland needs Poles who has a lot of experience, who knows language.
Late last year, Zygotski wrote to all the Polish citizens living in Britain to advise them on their status after Brexit, and he asked them to think about going home.
There is very low unemployment and a lot of new opportunities. One of my dreams was that Poles could live and work abroad in the United Kingdom, but also can come back to fulfill their dreams.
Zygotski reckons the 100,000 or so Polish citizens have left Britain in the last couple of years. It's hard to tell, though, if that's all because of Brexit, the booming Polish economy, or just a hankering to return to the homeland. Barbara says she misses the British pub scene and the music festivals, but there's some things she doesn't miss, like the long working hours.
In the UK, it was very common to stay after hours, but here, it's very rarely that anybody would ever have to stay past, let's say, 5:30. At the very beginning, it was hard for me to adjust to all this free time. Also, I don't have to spend, let's say, half or 30% of my wage on rent.
Despite London rent prices, Anna Oppenheim plans to stay in the UK. She's left the fashion industry and now works as a campaign organiser for a group called Another Europe is Possible. It's an organisation working against Brexit. So I ask, if come midnight tomorrow, her job will effectively be over.
Well, we still believe that another Europe is possible. And by this, we believe in a united, integrated Europe, a Europe that defends the climate, protects workers' rights, protects migrants. These are the values we still believe in. And whether we're in and out of the EU, we can't be campaigning for them.
The Brexiteers will have their moment, though, with a late-night party planned in the centre of London. But for Anna, she's hoping for a politics-free weekend at home. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.
In Brussels, the European Parliament has officially marked Brexit and bid goodbye to the UK as one of its member states. Emotions were high and speeches were many as members of the EU Parliament held their last debate and vote and then agreed to the political divorce that we all know as Brexit. After the vote, MEPs marked the occasion by holding hands and breaking into song.